At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. Going to be hot, 95 for today. No rain expected. Maybe some areas will get some showers. Who knows? But it is going to be hot and steamy. You got the fire dangers that continue. Those fires continue to burn. I know the Lee fire is still going. So,
you know how we talk about that amazing mall in Lyons?
Yeah.
Right? It's just amazing, right?
World's largest
fountain inside of it, right? Yeah. Well, did you know, this is crazy. So, Nine News this morning just put out a whole article how Lyons is now a destination spot.
We knew that.
We've been saying it forever.
Are you kidding?
Right?
This show's been plugged into Lyons forever.
Forever. Yeah. I'm like, you're so behind. It's like 20 minutes from downtown Boulder and a stopping point on the way to Estes Park. Lyons is not only a place for people to stop before they go to Estes Park, but it's now a destination town.
Yeah. See, Nine News, you're behind.
Way behind. Years.
That's why you probably got bought, because you got to get up to date. Okay? That's right? Why Fox 31 bought you, because you're too damn far behind.
No kidding.
Right?
I was like, we've been talking about Lyons for literally 10 years.
Besides the mall, what makes it a destination, do they say?
Yeah.
Because right now, when I go over there to go to that mall, that is the destination.
That's a draw.
That's really what, and I've never really explored the rest of the city, so I'm kind of curious on that.
Let's see here. It's known as the double gateway to the Rockies. Whoa.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything.
Due to its location at the junction of two highways leading to the Rocky Mountain National Park.
All right, so you got two highways.
Well, just hold on. There's also a river. They have fly fishing and tubing. They have a whitewater park. It has eddies and pools where, kayaking and tubing. They got an ice skating rink in the winter, a splash pad in the summer. They have a dirt jump bike track.
Hang on. I think we're confused.
What?
Is this Lyons or Lyman?
Lyons.
Lyman's where the mall is.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's a whole different
area.
Well,
just go with Lyons and just pretend like we've been saying that the whole time.
Okay, Lyons. Lyons is not the mall.
Well, just pretend like we've been saying that one.
I don't even know where Lyons is.
20 minutes from downtown Boulder is where it is.
Get out of here.
On the way to Estes Park. That's what I said. Yeah, 20 minutes from downtown Boulder, right on the way to Estes Park.
Yeah. I think we got that one all confused.
Well, that's fine. Just go with it. If you could just go with it, nobody will know.
Exactly.
Yeah, they will. Look at Tex Dato. They all know.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
There's one.
They're feeding in there right now. Oh, okay. So right. They're coming.
If you just went with
Lyons.
It, nobody would know.
Yeah.
Lyons I've never been to. I'm assuming that it's right there on the foothills. Into the mountains. So, yeah, I would say that's a beautiful place up there.
And so we've been saying it for 10 years. I'm telling you, we've been saying it for 10. And they have that gigantic mall with the world's largest waterfall.
Yeah.
Been saying it for 10 years. Yeah, it's a destination place now. destination.
I'll try to make it out there someday.
Yeah, do that.
I'll try my best. Yeah. Did you see where there's radioactive shrimp at Walmart?
I did.
But you better hurry. Limited while supplies last.
Yeah, that is such a bizarre story, isn't it?
I don't understand.
You know, no, here's the
thing. This is out of the Philippines, I think they said, the shrimp came from.
Here's why I worry about containers. People making their houses into, you know how container homes are really popular?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if they're checking them for radioactivity, because that's what happened is the container was radioactive.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I believe that's what it said.
Yeah, you don't know what's shipped in those compartments.
Here's the story.
A lot of things go well with shrimp. Radioactive isotopes, not so much. The FDA warning people not to buy or eat certain great value raw frozen shrimp sold at Walmart because it may be contaminated with cesium-137. That is a byproduct of testing for nuclear reactors and weapons, and unfortunately, it ends up in the ocean.
Uh-oh.
The FDA says levels do not present an acute hazard, but still, people should avoid ingesting it.
You know, far from this story here, I'm just going to say, I go to Walmart quite often.
Yeah.
I like Walmart. It's a good little place to go if you're looking for your knickknacks. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'd eat the shrimp from Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, the meat department, they got some work to do over there.
You know
okay?
what's weird is that the article I read said it came from the container. The actual container was contaminated, but she said it was the ocean floor. You know, the ocean.
Because all the byproducts dumped in the ocean. Yeah,
so who knows?
Who knows where it came? Yeah. I'm just going to make a statement, though, on Walmart in general.
Okay.
And I love them. You know, I know they own the Broncos, right? A piece of it anyway, right?
A lot of money.
Okay, so they got a lot. I don't know, man. You go through that meat department over there at Walmart, there's nothing in there that looks like, you know, this is a keeper.
Dude, they have the worst fruits and vegetables on the planet. I mean,
you're so right.
It is so bad. I would never buy my groceries there.
If you go through the fruits and vegetable department, it first of all, it looks like it's been picked through by a pack of people, okay? I mean, this stuff is just scattered and the supply is low.
Shrapnel everywhere.
Same thing with the meat. You go to the meat, you've got like two options on steaks.
I've never been to the meat department. I believe you because just based on fruits and vegetables.
Don't waste your time.
Okay.
But if you're looking for, say, microwave popcorn, you can't beat Walmart.
Exactly.
but don't go for the seafood department, okay? The shrimp is radioactive, so you don't want to go there.
How did they figure that out?
I don't know.
So like, crazy.
Remember they had a problem one time with, was it tuna with mercury?
Yeah,
remember that? Remember that? I don't know, man. And you told me something the other day, Jamie, and I swear I've thought about this several times. Why, I have no idea, because I'm just dumb, okay? But I had no idea that the royal family is not allowed to eat shellfish.
Yep, no shellfish.
I'd never heard that before in my life.
Because of poisoning.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, because they might get poisoned. It's a rule.
Have you ever heard of that, Fidel?
I hadn't until I met Jamie. Oh. Jamie was the one who taught me about it.
Did you look it up? Look it up real quick.
Yeah, it's because of poisoning. They're not allowed to have shellfish.
But couldn't you poison, like, their lasagna?
Well, I meant because you know how like oysters and stuff, it gets scary.
Oh, bacteria, talking.
Yeah,
okay.
Not like some guy's going to put a dropper of food in the
I thought arsenic or something was being put in their food. And I thought, man, you can put arsenic in lasagna, right?
I still think it's weird that I met this guy at the Centurion Club, right? And at the airport. And I was like, so what do you do for a living? He x-rays chicken.
Yeah.
I was like, what? He goes, yeah, I x-rayed chicken. I go, what are you x-raying chicken for? And he goes, make sure there's no bones in it and all the breasts.
How is that a job?
I don't know. And how long are you in that radiation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like a weird job, doesn't it?
I didn't know you were running through a processing, an x-ray machine.
Me either. Until I met that guy.
It's like the TSA. Just put the chicken on the conveyor belt, go
just
in there, screen
x-ray
it.
The hell out of it.
Fidel, did you find the seafood?
It says that when on royal tours and attending royal duties, the whole family is made to steer clear of shellfish to avoid any risk of food poisoning.
There you go.
Yep.
You're learning for the day right
Ta-da.
There. Boom, boom. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday, 95 for a high. Fire danger continues. Powerball tonight. It's huge. We'll mention it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Heard live on the Odyssey app, free app for your phone, Odyssey. Put it on your phone. You got the podcast, which will be there after 10 o'clock this morning. Powerball, it's big tonight, $643 million. Wow. Get your tickets. Tonight's the drawing. There was something else I was going to mention here. You remember that that retreat with the Denver City Council?
Yeah, it was like, what, $26,000 or something?
It's been postponed.
Well, that's a good call.
Yeah, they pulled it yesterday. I think last night, I saw it for the first time this morning. I think CBS4 was the one that was reporting it, but they've said, decided that it's a bad look.
It was a bad look.
We fired and laid off all these people.
Good.
And we're going to do a retreat. They were going to pay the spokesperson for the retreat. And this guy was only going to talk. I saw this yesterday. This guy was going to talk for only 4 hours, I think it was. $7,000.
What was he going to say?
$7,000. I want to get into that business.
For 4 hours?
$7,000. They were going to pay this guy. That's on top of the $26,000.
Yeah, wow. What does he say to council members? I mean, like, what... What kind of insight does he have?
I don't know. I don't know what the whole brotherhood, you know, come together, you know, kumbaya. I don't get it.
I think I told you this, that we had, you know who Randy Lane is. Anyway, so he hosted one of those, what's it called? You named it. You know, it's like we're all the whole
team building.
Team building, right. He hosted a team building, right? Yeah. So we all had to go, oh my, first of all, so it's Ryan Seacrest, it's me, it's Danny Bonaducci, it's all these weird people, right? We're all weird anyway. Well, they make us crawl around like different animals.
Yeah. You be a cheetah.
What? Now, what was the purpose of that?
Because what animal did you pick? Like, so I picked,
So there was something that for your thinking of picking that animal, then there's something subliminal there.
Exactly.
Okay.
So because I'm funny, right? I think I'm funny. I picked a sloth. And it made them so mad, right? Because I wasn't playing right.
Well, wait. Oh, yeah, because you did it for humor. Right. You didn't do it on instinct.
Exactly.
So that made the guy mad.
Really mad.
Who's running this?
Yeah,
thing,
so because okay? I'm not
it's
taking.
Like you're not playing along.
I'm the class clown.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Right. It's like that time I went to that hypnotist party.
Yeah, yeah. And you pretended.
And I faked it. Yeah. And they were all mad at me.
Yeah, because they really want you to get into this when they're doing team building, right?
That's hard to do, though.
Well,
I mean, come on. How do you take it serious when somebody looks at you and says, pick an animal. You're going to be that animal.
I know.
It's like, shut up.
And Seacrest was totally into it, though. He did it. He was a tiger.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. And then the other thing that they made each show do, because Seacrest had his own show and we had our own show, they made the shows do trust falls. And so they told me I had to fall back in Danny Partridge's, you know, Danny Bonaducci's arms.
No way.
I would not do it. I would not.
I don't blame you.
And they were like, see, you have no trust. This show, your show is never going to work if you don't have any trust in me. I go, he's a drug addict.
He's liquored up as we speak.
Exactly. Like, come on. I'm not an idiot.
Now, if I had to pick the animal for you guys, I would have picked, like, for Ryan Seacrest, like a panda.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Yeah, yeah, I could see him just sitting there eating bamboo.
Yeah, because he's so boring.
And Danny Bonaducci, he would be more like, I don't know, maybe a kangaroo or something.
You know? Bouncing off the
walls.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, jumping, bouncing, punching it in. I mean, just that kind of action.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad we don't have team building here. We haven't done that here, right? We haven't done any kind of like trust balls.
Well,
or...
we had one of those getaways. Remember, we went up to Black Hawk, and that was supposed to be somewhat of, but it wasn't as intense. Like you got four people in a room, and you're trying to gain trust and do it that way.
Stuff.
That really is a little bit more intense.
Does that ever work?
No.
When people do those,
no.
No, at all.
Do you think I would try the lean back thing and fall into somebody's arms even with my wife?
No, right?
And I feel like we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. But I don't think I'd trust her.
I know.
She'd let me go.
Because it'd be kind of funny to drop you. I know.
Exactly.
But I mean, but companies spend hundreds of thousands of dollars like these people to go on these retreats for like trust and quote unquote team belt. What a scam.
Yeah. It is.
I feel like it is. It is.
And not only that, I mean, they picked one of the most expensive places here on the Front Range, to go to do this thing. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you spending this money?
I know.
I thought you were broke.
Oh, right.
You're broke.
No, they're not broke. They're going to a buffet.
And you can team build here at the Hyatt Regency, right next door, you know?
Well,
you don't
have
to go there.
They have their own conference room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Downtown. They could just be in the conference room.
Well, they postponed it.
All right, well,
they said it looked bad.
It looked bad.
We fired everybody the day before, and we're going to go on a team building for $26,000. Probably not a good look. We're going to scrap it.
Nice. Good for them.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie. 48 hours. Next tote bag drop. Parker. Just making sure you know that, okay? We'll name it. We'll name it in 48 hours, folks.
Oh, my
God. Stand by.
Oh, my God, you guys. So I'm in this, like, crazy, big, huge group text, right?
Yeah.
First of all, one of my friends, he likes his own text.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. You know why he likes his own text? Because nobody else likes him. So he puts his own thumbs up on it.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone do that.
You can do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah, he puts his own thumbs up. And I go, stop doing that. And he's like, well, nobody else will like my text, so I got to.
Someone pay attention to me.
Oh, that's a cry for help.
I'm like, we get a notification that says you just liked that text,
well,
you know,
I'm funny you should say that because I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Because I sent out a couple of texts I showed you earlier this morning.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I never got a reply from anybody.
That's right.
That's management here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start liking my own.
Okay.
That's going to make me feel better, you know?
I mean, I get that. If you don't get a reply,
that's
then go
funny.
Ahead and do
you
it.
You should do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he did. He didn't get a reply.
He doesn't get any replies, so he hits the thumbs up.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Oh, my God. To the two bosses.
I'll do it now.
Because I said, BJ sent something to our GM and our PD, and nobody even responded.
Get back to me.
I was like, that's kind of rude. And so now, hit your own thumbs
how
up.
How do you do it?
You just,
I don't
just hold it.
In the corner. And hit thumbs up.
Yeah. You could put any emote. You could put a question mark on it if you wanted to.
Well, I like just, do you not see?
No.
Just hold that text. Hold the text.
Guys, you're dealing with me. Okay. Let's take that into the equation.
Hold down the text.
Yeah. Hold down the text.
And do you see anything in the right corner?
No.
No.
No. Okay. There's nothing in the right corner. You have reply.
Yeah.
Add sticker. Copy, translate more. That's it.
All right, we'll help you after.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't have any of the emojis?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
Nothing.
All right. Well, anyway.
I'll work on it,
all
folks.
Right, so in this gigantic group text, that's one thing that's going on, right? Is this guy that always likes his own text. Just hilarious to me. So number two is we get this like desperation text from one of the girls. And she's like, oh my God, you're not going to believe what happened. So she has Carl the Corgi, right?
Yeah.
He's so cute, right? Carl the Corgi. Right.
They have the cutest butts out of all dogs.
And he's such a cute little dog. So anyway, she had just taken him to the groomer. He's all, everything's great. Well, they let him outside and all of a sudden his head is wet. The top of his head is wet. And they cannot figure out, because she just took him to the groomer. They let him inside. The top of his head is wet. And they're like, what's going on? It's a mystery, right?
No rain,
nothing.
No water on, no sprinkler system.
So she, my friend gets down and she smells it and it smells like urine. Her little boy was up on the balcony.
No.
And he peed on Carl.
Oh, right. That's great. How old is the little boy?
He's 7.
Oh, man, that would be frog.
No
peeing
way.
On my dog.
On the upper balcony.
Wait a minute. He's out on the balcony, is he?
Yeah.
Up the balcony?
Yeah, boys do that all the time. Yeah.
Well, not at my house, I don't think.
Oh, my son did all the time.
Did he?
All the time, yeah. He always. Oh.
We have too many neighbors too close.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we can pull that off in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Maybe when you're out in the boonies, you got some tree lines.
Right.
You know, I don't have that, Jamie.
No, you don't. Okay.
I mean, literally, if my kid were peeing off the balcony,
everybody would
be going into the neighbor's yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's right next to the fence.
Yeah, but poor Carl. And then she sent us a picture of Carl. He looks humiliated.
Oh man,
his head's all wet.
Dude, just imagine you just came back from the groomers. I put yourself in a dog's head for a minute. Okay? You just came back from the group. You're looking good. I'm looking good. You're prancing around. And then all of a sudden, you got a 7-year-old wizard on your head.
Oh, man. That's what I said.
You little punk.
And then how long did Carl sit there and take it? You know?
If I'm Carl, I'd bite that kid.
I know, right?
I go in the house, shake it off like this.
Oh,
shake it off, and I go find that kid.
I know. It's just weird things you get in your text, you know? You don't expect.
That's great.
Oh, my God. So funny.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. Coming.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Up next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da.
So if I'm that dog,
yeah.
I'm like, well, there's not a cloud in the sky. Where the heck is that coming from? Because a dog can't look up that well,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, especially
so
a corgi.
See the little, yeah, I can't see that little boy up there on the back. Where the hell is the rain coming from? I don't get this.
What oh, my heck? God. My girlfriend was so mad. She has, like, four kids, right? Yeah. And the seven-year-old peed on the corgi's head from the balcony. She's like, I quit. Can I come over and have wine? I'm like, okay.
I got to tell you, growing up, because we had an outhouse. That's how poor we were,
oh,
right?
Damn.
We didn't even have indoor plumbing. When I was a little kid, like 5, 6, 7 years old, I loved whizzing outdoors.
Yeah, people do,
and
I guess.
I still do. I still like it.
There's something about it.
It's just such a freedom.
That's the only time I want a wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it does seem like it's just so,
there
you know, because we have to take off our pants and squat.
It's a whole process.
And hover, and hopefully don't hit a shoe.
Carson, you know? You said that like you know that. Well,
because I've been camping with women.
I'm just saying. You coming in on that just sounded a little bit like, do you squat to pee?
Hey, you know what? Was it this show where somebody actually admitted that they sit on the toilet and pee?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Schmidl
does.
Both of you guys sit on the toilet and pee?
Yeah.
It's more sanitary.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Better aim.
Uh-huh. So you don't have to aim at all. You
more
just sit
comfortable.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah, more comfortable.
That's
yeah.
A pee? Just
dog
a
comes
pee?
In, pet well, the dog at the same time.
Unless there's a urinal, like in public, I'll stand up and pee. But at home, I always sit down to yeah. pee because then you don't pee on the ground around it on accident or on the
yeah,
toilet
I'm with
seat.
You.
Or
I do it, too.
Yeah.
All the time.
You guys are...
My wife laughs. She thinks it's so weird.
It is weird.
It's easier to clean up.
I'm the only one in there. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird to me. I want to call you names, but I'm not allowed to.
Management's listening. You can't do that.
I can't say words that I want to call you.
I know you do.
I can't, but I want to.
Yeah, you've called me that before. I don't know why you'd stop now.
Let's get to some tabloid trash. Here's the deal. The Biggest Loser has gotten even bigger. Now, you know the Netflix documentary, and it's all about The Biggest Loser, one of the biggest shows that happened on television, right? And Jillian. Now, Jillian is, what's her last name? I can't remember.
Michaels.
Thank you. Jillian Michaels is suing. She says she's going to sue them because of slander. By the way, she looks really bad in this show. I have to tell you, I watched all three of those. Again, really easy watch, only 30 minutes each. And she is a horrible human in it.
No kidding.
I think she's suing just to try to save herself because she looks like such a bad human in this.
It seems like she would do anything to win
yeah,
that competition.
It
didn't even matter if it was putting the contestants in harm's way. Whatever she could do to have them cut weight before that weigh-in.
Yeah. And I mean, and then telling us now that, like, they put hemorrhoid cream all over their bodies so it sucked the water out of them for weighing.
I got to try that.
That's extreme.
I got to try that while I'm sitting and peeing.
Well, it's right there. I've seen the picture.
It's right there on the counter.
BJ, never the only guy that. I know that doesn't look at the background and post a picture, I go, dude, take that down. You have hemorrhoid cream in it.
I love it. That's awesome.
I didn't even take it down, though.
I know.
I left it up.
The original influencer. Well, we're looking at him.
Yeah. I don't know how to take him down. Once I put up a picture, it's there because I can't figure it out.
Oh,
man.
My God. He took a selfie in the mirror, and in the background of the mirror, there's a big old tube of Preparation H. It's for under my eyes, Jamie.
That's my wife's.
Oh, don't do that, girl. Oh. That's so mean.
I got to come up with something.
Oh, my God. So mean. All right, anyway, back to the Biggest Loser. She just looks like a really bad person. And so now she told TMZ that it looks like she's going to have to sue. She didn't know if she wanted to spend the money on it, but she said the way it's portrayed her and that they said that she forced contestants to take caffeine pills, that wasn't true, that people knew that that was going on. And I don't know. It just got messy.
Yeah.
Nobody saw this coming, did we?
No. Did she?
Nope.
Agree to be a part of this?
Nope.
They just took clips because she was a part of the show.
Correct. Yeah.
And I don't know.
So in
I don't
fact,
know if she's got a lawsuit or not.
At the end of it, it says Jillian Michaels was asked to participate in this, and she refused.
Yeah.
And then I found sadness that Bob Harper, whatever, if you know or don't know him, they seem like best buds on the show. And he said that she didn't even call him when he had a heart attack.
Just cold.
Right? And then you know what else is cold? Not to give away, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Some of the Biggest Loser contestants were so happy that Bob had a heart attack because they said, you know what? We were told that whole time we're fat and we're going to have heart attacks and we're going to die. And then the guy screaming at us, telling us, you know, do you want to die? Do you have a heart attack? He's the one perfect little exercise dude had a heart attack.
Oh, that's so messed up.
I know, but they were kind of happy because they were like, yeah, see?
Oh.
It's not weight after all. Is it, Bob?
I mean, I guess if it's different, if you're literally getting paraded.
And then they're kind of like, Bob. Jay Cutler is really, really mad at Kristen Cavallari. They were married. He is boring as hell. They have a couple kids, like three, I think. And anyway, she said on her show that she didn't take any money from Jay Cutler after the divorce. And that everything she has is her own. She didn't take one dime from him. Well, Jay Cutler's mad about this, and here's what he had to say.
It's irresponsible. I think it's reckless. I think it's borderline slander to insinuate that there was $0 split during the marriage that each side got. It's insanity, and it's a completely false, completely, completely untrue. It is. It just is. I've got a divorce decree. I've got something that's signed by the judge. It's like 67 pages or something. It says exactly. It says the number breakdown. I'm not going to get into those exact numbers, but I can guarantee you it's definitely not $0.
She's lying.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. He paid out. You know what? Jay Cutler, probably not the greatest guy on earth, but he did pay. There's no doubt that they split up some money.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't get a divorce without that.
Right?
I mean, that's just part of it. Yeah. I mean, they were married for a while.
They were, and they
even
had
while he earned that money in the NFL, so you know that she got a portion of it, even if it was a selling of a house or whatever it was. She got money.
And for him to say borderline slander, you know, he's like...
And, you know, he backs it up with, I've got the court papers, man. I got 67 pages signed by a judge.
Yeah.
So you know that it happened.
Boy, he was so boring on that TV show, though.
So lame.
Oh, my God.
Man, he was a good quarterback.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was great.
So good.
He was really good.
He was really good.
How good was he?
Yeah, he was great, Jamie. He was great. He was good in college. He went to the pros. He was good.
I'm telling you, you guys got to watch on Netflix America's Team. You're going to love it. Talk about great quarterbacks.
I saw clips, especially with Deion Sanders, and it looks really good.
Yeah, I've only watched one episode because it's way too long. But anyway, it's called...
I hate Dallas.
I hate Jerry Jones.
I cannot watch it. I cannot, Jamie.
You have to.
No, I'm a football fan. So if you don't like a team, you don't watch something like
that.
You got to watch it. I'm telling
you. It's really good.
I don't care. I hate Jerry Jones. I hate the Dallas Cowboys.
The only thing
they have going for them is cheerleaders. That's it.
Listen, you'll like him.
No, I won't.
You will like him because he is a genius. Yeah, I mean, the way he's like puts the spin and the sizzle on that team.
I have the football filter on, and I'm not gonna like him.
And you're gonna like how it plays out. What was that famous coach with the fedora?
Tom Landry.
Yeah, you're gonna be sad. It's like there's every emotion. You're gonna be sad how he was let go. All this stuff. It's really good. It's a lot of history.
Can't do it.
You gotta do it.
You don't have to like him, but you can respect him.
Yeah,
quit twisting my arm. Get off of me.
But he like puts, it puts a sizzle in it, man.
I can't do it, Jamie.
It's called America's Team. It's on Netflix. Yes, what?
I got a controversial piece of audio for you.
If you don't like football, it's just a good story. What?
I think it's a good story even better if you don't like football. Simply because if you got a favorite team, you hate the Cowboys.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I get that.
So you don't really want to watch. I don't have any desire to. I've got a piece of audio here. This happened yesterday. Von Miller came out, and he's causing a little bit of a controversy this morning. He's saying that the GOAT, greatest of all time, is not Tom Brady. It is not.
Oh.
And this is Von Miller from the Denver Broncos, who used to be here, by the way.
You know who they call it on the Dallas Cowboys is the blonde-headed guy.
Say, I won't watch.
What's his name? The quarterback?
No. Troy Aikman?
Yeah, Troy Aikman.
I'm not watching that. That's a lie. I can't watch big, fat lies. That whole show's nothing but lies. Here's Von Miller.
So there's going to be a debate between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Who's the best? You know, for me, it'll always be Peyton Manning. He changed the quarterback position from checky-checky. You know this more than me. You're the quarterback. From checky-checky, change the play, come on, check the play, change the play again, go over top. He wasn't scrambling and doing none of that stuff. He did it all with his arm, and it was beautiful, man. And people say these guys are humble, but, like, he's so humble. He knew every single guy in the facility.
He loves Peyton Manning.
Oh, that's cool,
He says Peyton Manning is the greatest of all time.
What's the checky-checky?
He's saying Chucky.
He changed the pace. Yeah. Omaha. Omaha.
I know. Remember? I get Omaha, but what's Chucky Chucky?
That's Chucky Chucky. That Omaha is Chucky Chucky because he's changing the plays at the line.
Chucky Chucky?
Well, he says Omaha.
Wait, who says Chucky Chucky?
The people that say Omaha, they say Chucky Chucky too. You got to know.
I've never seen them say Chucky Chucky.
I'll bet you the Dallas Cowboys didn't Chucky Chucky.
No, but they went fast, 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 fast. That was their plays?
Fast, fast, fast is easy.
No.
You can't Chucky Chucky.
No, fast is hard because they had to be right at the spot where Troy was going to hit him. Fast, right. Fast, 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 fast.
Back to Omaha. Okay, right. Omaha is Chunky Chucky Chucky. Or Chucky Chicky Chucky.
I've never seen Peyton yell Chucky Chucky Chucky.
He doesn't yell that. He's saying that he's moving players around as he's yelling Omaha, right, Schmidl?
Yeah, that was his thing.
Yeah. That's how Vaughn.
He even changed his cadence. He'd be like, Omaha, and that meant something different than going, Omaha. Like, he would change it all the time.
Okay, but he never said Chucky Chucky Chucky.
I guarantee there's a play where he said Chucky Chucky Chucky.
You think he did?
Yes.
No. What are you talking about? There is no play where Chucky Chucky Chucky.
Are you sure?
It's Omaha. Omaha translates to Chucky Chucky Chucky. You guys don't know football. Stick to hockey.
What about me? I got nothing.
you got neighbors that pee on their dogs.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
Stay with your friends. Love that feed.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. as a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.